Good evening, Parirgun. Welcome to another amazing night on Trick Track with Setrack. This is a special hour, Wednesday. Normally it's on Thursdays, as you all know. Hopefully everyone is having a good week so far. I know it's the middle of the week. Anyways, I just saw a lot of Christmas lights coming up, folks. I don't know what's up with that, but sorry, it's too early, guys. Really too early. There's still time. Anyways, we have an amazing show. I have an incredible Armenian guest tonight. His name is Derek Sherinyan. As I've been posting on Facebook, he's played with such greats as Billy Idol, Alice Cooper, just a couple to name, and many, many more. I don't want to give out too many. Let him talk and let him tell us what he has to say. I'm going to ask him a few questions. His grandmother was a Fedai. I just discovered that. Let's see his opinion. I don't know if it's Sadze Metzmora, if he's seen her or not. Anyways, you get to hear him soon. Coming up, it's next. I'm just going to play a couple of his tracks. A couple of them are El Camino Diablo, and I heard that. It's from his album Oceana. Enjoy it, and stay tuned. He'll be up next. the time has arrived. We're going to be talking with Derek Sherinian. Derek joins us from Los Angeles. Hi, Derek. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you, really. I appreciate you accepting to come on air, talk to us, so that we get to know you better.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I thank you for taking the time to talk to me. So you're from Montreal. My wife is from Montreal, and I met her when I was on tour with Billy Idol when we played up there like 3 years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
That's where we met, and then we just, I brought her out to Los Angeles, and we ended up getting married.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Derek, where were you born?
I was born in Laguna Beach, California.
Oh, you were born in L.A., okay.
And yeah, and I've grown up in, I grew up in Santa Cruz, California, which is like in the center of the state on the coast.
Yeah,
and I've been living in Los Angeles for a long time, almost 30 years.
Oh, wow, okay. And what was your, like, what drove you to start playing keyboards? What was, like, your motivation? Did you have, like, an idol that you wanted, besides Billy Idol? Did you have an idol, like...
Well, there was a piano in the house, and at a very young age, as soon as I was old enough to crawl on top of the bench, I would start playing the piano, and then when I was around 5 or 6, my mom found a teacher for me, and I started studying privately, and I just always have been playing keyboards for as long as I remember. I remember when I was, like, 12, I got into Elton John, and that's when I wanted to start playing in bands, and started getting into rock and roll, and I've just been doing it for a really long time. I got my first big break in the business in 1989 for Alice Cooper. I joined his band for a world tour, and ever since then, 22 years ago, I've been working as a professional musician.
Wow, wow. I'm sure you've seen a lot of crazy things on the road.
There's been crazy things, and I've got to travel all over the world. One of the highlights of my career was 3 years ago, I had the pleasure of traveling to Hayastan, to Yerevan, to perform at Jivan Gasparian's 80th birthday celebration. He personally invited me and flew me out to perform. Because I met Jivan 4 years ago, he played on one of my records, my solo records, Blood of the Snake, and he played on a song that I dedicated to my great-grandmother, who lost her husband to the Turks in the genocide, and there's this famous picture in my family of my great-grandmother with a gun and bullets strapped around her shoulders, ready to fight the Turks, and I showed this picture to Jivan, and he was so moved by it that he agreed to play on my song dedicated to my great-grandmother, so that's how I met him.
Okay. How did it feel? Had you ever visited Armenia before then?
I haven't. No one in my family has been to Hayastan before, and it was just awesome. The people were incredible, and it was just an amazing experience to see the country and play for the people there. It was just great. I'd love to go back again soon.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you about that, but before that, since you mentioned your grandmother, basically your grandmother was a fedayi, we could say, since you're saying she had bullets strapped around her and all. Have you seen her? Like,
no, this is my great-grandmother.
Oh, great-grandmother. Okay, I thought she was your grandmother. Okay, okay.
And great-grandmother.
I would imagine you have more pictures of her like that?
No, this is the only picture that my family has of her is this one with the gun and the bullets. And we figured that it was taken right, 1915, 1914.
Okay. What about, you just mentioned performing in Armenia. Well, you've played with Billy Idol. Tell me, how did that work, man? How did he find you? And I also have a question about that after.
Well, after I did the Alice Cooper gig, the next gig that I played was with Kiss. And I did a year with them. And you get to a certain level in the business when you start playing with all of these, big name acts, that your name just starts getting around and you start making more and more contacts. And you know, eventually down the line, like 5 or 6 years later, I think I started playing with Billy Idol in 2002, so it's almost been 10 years, and I'm still working with him.
Okay.
So you just start building up relationships and networking, and I just keep working, you know, with all these great people.
So I'm doing the right thing on Facebook when I network with people, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about relationships and meeting people that, you know, eventually the relationships turn into opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. Any chances of Billy going and going with Billy to Armenia performing there? Because
you know what, I would love to do it. It would just be a matter of a promoter making an offer that okay. made sense.
Well,
and, I don't think Billy would be opposed to it.
You have Deem Communications there, and they're the ones who brought Serge there.
Yeah, you know what? One thing I've learned is I've been to places that I would never have imagined that I would go to. So anything is possible, and it's just a matter of timing and just finding the right promoter that'll make it happen.
Okay, so we don't see anything like in the near future. I mean, eventually it could happen, but nothing like as of now.
That's right. Yeah, no, there's nothing scheduled.
Okay, one of my friends I was talking to today, he said, ask him the following question. He had seen Billy Idol perform, I believe it was either in Montreal or New York. No, actually, I think it was in Montreal. And he said Billy Idol on stage said something that he had met an Armenian guy from New York. Was he referring to you about you or to somebody else?
No. I don't know. I'm not sure.
He played a song and he dedicated it to that person. Anyways, it was just a question he was asking me. He goes, can you ask him that? And I said, sure, man. Why not?
I don't know. I'm not sure what he's talking about, honestly.
Okay. And he said he made a song just for that. For the Armenians, I would imagine. I don't know.
I've never heard him say anything about Armenians on stage.
Well.
So if it was in the last 10 years, I never heard it.
It's okay. I'm sure my friend is listening now, and if I don't, he wasn't BSing me, but, you know, he had heard it on stage from Billy Idol. No worries.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I've never heard it. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're going to take a small break because I got a few more questions coming after that. We're going to listen to Five Elements. All right?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, for those of you just joining us, we're talking with Derek Sherinian. He's a rock keyboardist from Los Angeles. Well, Derek, you were on the cover of Keyboard Magazine. What does that mean to you? Is that like winning an award? Does it give you more inspiration, motivation to write more music?
I don't know about that, but it's a huge achievement for me. I'm currently on the issue, right, the November issue right now. It's always been a dream of mine since I was a young boy to be on the cover of that magazine, because that's the biggest keyboard magazine in the world. And I've been on many covers of, you know, from different countries, but to be on the United States Keyboard Magazine is a very big deal for me, and it just raises my profile a lot as a keyboard player, and all of my endorsement companies love it, and it's just good for everyone all the way around.
Good. Just another small question I have. Any plans on playing with any other Armenian musicians?
Or, you know, that's one thing that I have been thinking about a lot lately, and I'm going to start to expand and find some, there's some great Armenian musicians in Los Angeles, and I'm talking to my publicist, Rafi, who's going to help me connect with some people, and I really want to start working with some new people, and definitely I can see that happening next year.
Have you ever played Armenian music?
No, I haven't, but I love it. And
yeah, you listen to it.
Once I like dedicate myself to it and start listening to it and just start writing it, it's going to come very naturally.
Okay. Since we're talking about Armenians and Armenian music, what is your opinion about the Armenian genocide recognition? What is your stance? Where do you stand?
I think that it needs to happen right away, and I applaud French President Sarkozy for bringing light to the subject and having the courage to speak out against it. And, you know, I only hope that in my lifetime that an American president will have the courage like Sarkozy to come out and call it and bring light to the truth, because the bottom line is that it needs to be recognized. I mean, our ancestors were brutally murdered, and to pretend that it didn't happen is very wrong.
Okay. And what about your message to the youth? Let's say I have all sorts of ages listening to my show, and a lot of them are youth, and if one of them wants to follow your footsteps, what can you tell them? What advice can you give the youth?
My advice is that if you decide to take a career in music, that you find the music that you love to play the most, and you just really have to dedicate yourself to it, and you have to understand that the music business is very difficult to get a break in, and you just have to be willing to gut it out and fight for your dream.
All right. Oh, last, where could people get your CDs from?
My CDs are available online. You can get them from my website, DerekSherinian.com.
Okay.
Right. And I believe they're on iTunes also.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I want to thank you for your time. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me on the air. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you like my record.
Yep, I listened to it, and I enjoyed it. I can't wait to get the other ones.
Thank you very much, Central, and I really appreciate your time, and stay in touch, okay?
I shall. Hopefully we'll get to see you in Montreal one day. Hit me up when you come up for a visit, man. We'll go for
absolutely
some nice,
you know what,
food.
If you see that I'm playing up there, always email me, and I'll always put you on the list and take care of you, man.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Have a good night. All right, merci. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, hopefully you enjoyed our chat with Derek Sherinian. A really down-to-earth person, really. Իրավ, խենթանալի կերտաս արդ մեն երևի, դուշպախտապար չեմ զանոտացած իրեն personally, բայց կլլա, օրերը գուկա արիտները գլա եւ գծանոթանանք ուրեմն հաջորդ երգը որ պիտի լսենք it's going to be again from Derek Sherinian it's called Oceano and it's the title of his album Okay, hopefully you enjoyed that song as well. It was called Oceana from Derek Sherinian. Not much else to say, folks, so I'm just going to let you guys enjoy the playlist that I've made for you right now. I haven't heard the song in a long time. It's from Capital Cities. And right after it, we're going to hear a brand new song from Sako Gazarosyan. It's called Hola Hola. I've been playing it every hour today. But it's a nice song, so enjoy it.
خمونم مو هارپونم آخ چیک نری هک بارو اسکو اینس نوریت زنگومت میته تو چه ساسکنو یه سرتن کز مورد سیلم تو آتن این چه سکورو آخ اینچ لاغنن آخ چیک نره بارومم بارو اولا 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 لا سیکسی سیکسی بارزا اینچ کرگره آت نفنو هولوری سردو سیکسی سیکسی بارسا اینچ کرگره آرناتنون پولوری سردون اولا 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 لا سیکسی سیکسی بارسا اینچ کرگره آرناتنون پولوری سردون
Alright, welcome back. This is Trick Track with Setrack. بارزابس هیشتون وغیرگون ترسیال Trick Track with Set Tracker, Yev BD 05, Harut Artin Bedrosianin Het, San Francisco en Anshusht, Ye Jam Utin, Inchpes Amen Trick Track with Set Tracker, Banal Hishetsenem Naevor, Askeyetk, Hunarene Bideskasi, Vormeyet Kuning Haraperen, Yev International Mixes by DJ Nico. Sorry, chem gertza da sam mene calendar i vera tenel, paiz hava da cekvor, jamanak chiga. I barely have time to convert music, put them on the playlists, so that you guys could enjoy them during the day. And at nights, love, hima, bidi le senk, halela, halela.
Մնացել աչուկներս suva